I am checking the mic. Can you hear me out there? Hi, Jess. Hi, Amy. Hi, Sarah. Thank you. Sarah, I think I fixed the issue. I thought I fixed it. Now I think I fixed it again for real with your booking. Thanks for letting me know. Hi, Jennifer. Can you hear me out there okay? Great. I love your glasses. Okay. Greetings, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hi. All right, so we'll do the breathing exercise at the beginning and end of class with the masks on. We're kind of getting there little by little, and then during the postures, you can have it off because we're just breathing by the nose. Okay. Any questions before we get started? Okay. Have a great class. Pranayama, deep breathing. Start with your feet together, please. Toes and heels touching each other. Body weight on the heels. Stomach in throughout. Hands underneath the chin, please. Get a nice interlaced grip. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. And swallow a couple of times. Stand up nice and tall. Begin, please. Inhale, breathing. Elbows slowly lift up. Keep the chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can. Full lungs. Good. Exhale, breathing. Head goes up. Mouth open. Push your chin slowly back with the knuckles. Hands come together. Get a nice tight grip. Then elbows touch each other. Inhale slowly. Head comes down. Elbows lift up. Keep the body weight to the heels, hips and thighs contract, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, mouth open, push the chin back. Let the shoulders drop and relax, but the elbows stay high and then touch each other. Inhale, one, head down, two, three. Suck in your stomach, four, a little bit more, five, six, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, one, push the chin, two, three. Look way back, four. Suck in your stomach a little bit more. Elbows come together. Again, please inhale by the throat. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Hold at the top. Good, Chelsea. Exhale, breathing, same thing. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Super steady, smooth flow of air. Inhale, head down. Synchronize the movement of the arms, head, and inhale. Hold it. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Same thing on the exhale. Everything moving nice and steady. Exhale more and more. Elbows come together. Inhale. One. Head down. Two. Three. Halfway. Four. Five. Six. Hold it. Exhale. One. Push the chin. Two. Three. Look way back. Four. A little bit of hips forward without back bending the low back. Inhale. Breathing. If you breathe in by the throat, the air will move in slowly by the nose. It won't feel like a fast flow of air. Then exhale. Breathing. Same thing on the exhale. Regulating the air by the throat, you'll feel very little actually moving out by the mouth, elbows together. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, six. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look way back, four, five, get a nice tight grip, six, elbows together. Inhale again, head down. Hold at the top and exhale. Look for the wall behind you. Look way, way, way back. Elbows together. Inhale again. Head down. Now look in the mirror for the rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. Exhale, breathing. One, mouth open. Two, three. High shin yi. Four. Get a nice tight grip. Five. Thumbs cross. Six. Elbows touch again. Inhale by the throat. Use your extra strength to inhale more and more. Rib cage expanding. Exhale, breathing. HA. Slow and steady exhale. Make sure the end of the exhale is the strongest part. Elbows together. Inhale, breathing, head down. The breathing exercise prepares several things for the postures, full lungs at the top. Good. Exhale, breathing. Number one is the breathing itself. Movement of the rib cage, depression and control of the abdominal wall. Inhale, two more in the first set. It warms up the neck and shoulders too, gives the lower body nice strong foundation. Very good. Exhale, breathing. HA. Use your extra strength to lift the chest. Breastbone up towards the ceiling. Good, Rachel. Elbows together. One more. Begin. Can you stand up any taller? Just try it. Keep trying. Hold it. Exhale. Keep everything lifted. The chest lifted. Elbows stay pretty high as they come forward. Shoulders completely relax. Elbows touch. Okay, you can change now. Arms down by your sides. And second set, please. Interlace the fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Make sure you keep a little pressure between chin and knuckles on both the inhale and the exhale. So it's kind of like, you know, one body part pushes against the next, then you switch it on the way in the opposite direction. All right, let's begin again. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up. Keep the chin pressing down into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can. Hold it. Now exhale, push the chin with the fingers, but the chin resists the pressure from the knuckles, so the head goes slowly all the way back. Inhale, now push the chin against the knuckles. The knuckles resist a little bit. Excellent to strengthen the neck muscles. Exhale, one, push the chin, two, three, look way back, four, suck in your stomach more and more. Good, Erica. Inhale, head down. Maintain depression of the abdominal wall. Suck it in, tightening up, hold it in, full lungs. Exhale, breathing. One, push the chin, two, looks good, Amy. Three, elbows nice and high, four, look way back, five, elbows touch on six. Inhale again, head down. The only thing you must do is concentrate. Exhale, breathing, head up. And really, you don't even have to get some benefit, but to get the maximum benefit, you do. Push the head all the way back, elbows touch. Inhale, one, head down, two, three, halfway, four, five, both sides of the body stretch up, six. Exhale, one, lift the chest, two, three, weight on the heels, four, look way back, five, suck in your stomach, six, hold it in. Inhale again, head down. Synchronizing everything, head coming down, arms lifting up, and the inhale. Good. Exhale, breathing. Synchronize the movement of the arms coming forward, the head being pushed back, and the exhale. Inhale by the throat. One, two, three. Weight on the heels. Four, five. Little more stomach in. Six, hold it in. Exhale, one. Hips and thighs, two. Nice and strong. Three, four. Looks great, Nyla. Five, suck in your stomach. Six, exhale completely. Inhale again, head down. So in each of the postures, when we do them, we're going to be moving the rib cage in particular ways. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Because of the movements of the spine and because we breathe in each posture once we have moved the spine. Inhale, breathing, head down. So this breathing exercise is trying to get you to move the rib cage all over to its maximum. Exhale, breathing, head up, push the chin back. Then when we get to the postures, parts of the rib cage will be moving more than other parts. Inhale, head down, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, look straight ahead, six. Good, Jennifer. Exhale, one, chest up, two, three, chest up, four, keep it lifted, five, stomach in, six, elbows together again, please. Inhale. So by moving everything to its maximum in the rib cage, full lungs, exhale, breathing, head up. It's one of the ways we're preparing for the postures. Push the head back, look way back, elbows come together. Inhale, head down. Try to take the whole six counts for your head to come all the way down so you're looking in the mirror. Hold it. Exhale, breathing. Same idea. The whole six counts it should take to get the head all the way back. And if not, try again. Inhale. One, head down. Two, three, halfway. Four, five, elbows all the way up. Six. You're doing fine, Chelsea. Exhale. One, push the chin. Two, three, nice and slow. Four, get a nice tight grip. Five, exhale more. Six. Two more in the second set. Begin, please. Inhale. Elbows up. Armpits stretch up all the way. Good, Sarah. Exhale. Keep the chest, breastbone lifted, and the elbows high as they come forward towards the mirror and then to each other. Last one. Begin. Inhale. Breathing by the throat. Full lungs. Exhale, breathing. One, push your chin. Two, slowly. Three, look back. Four, stomach in more. Five, six. Okay, you can change arms down by your sides. Nice start, everybody. Okay, so for the rest of the class, we'll just be breathing by the nose as smoothly as possible, and it's part of your concentration, all right? If all you can do for some minutes or seconds is focus on your breathing, then that's great. You're still concentrating, okay? So take rest if you need to standing. If still you need to, you can kneel down. Main thing is concentration. Let's begin. Half moon pose. Take a nice deep breath. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath. Stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Go right and left a few times. Back and forth, back and forth. Already breathing smoothly by the nose. When you come up through the center, stretch up a little more. Try to touch the ceiling. Right, left, right, left, right, left. Good. Looks good, Jennifer. All right, when you can't stretch anymore, come back up, stop in the middle. Now, throughout the posture, lean all the way back so the body weight's on the heels. Push your hips a little forward and stomach in. Bring the arms back and chin up, opening up the chest and rib cage, collarbones too. Now, one more inhale, suck in your stomach. Reach up, try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. Come down to create the stretch on the left side of the body, but also the pressure, shortening, and massage on the right side from bones to the skin. Come down a little more, pushing the hips and keeping both hips in one line parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder can come forward, opening up the chest, getting two sides of the chest in one line parallel to the mirror. Looks good, Amy. Now squeeze the palms, reach over to the right a little more, come down, push, stomach in, push, hips to the left, push. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Pick your chin up once more so the neck is visible in the mirror, body weight to the heels. Inhale, reach up and over to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. So when you look at yourself in the mirror and you look at the hips pelvis, push your hips beyond the original center line. That's really good hips moving, Jennifer. So you see the hips go, you see it. They go to the right side of the room and the body reaches over to the left, squeezing the palms, locking the elbows. Come down a little more, keeping the body weight to the heels. Two hips in one line, looks good, everybody. Left shoulder just enough forward, opening up the chest to get both sides of the chest, shoulders, everything in one line, parallel to the mirror. Come down a little more. All the alignment looks good. Now just suck in your stomach a little more. Take a deep breath. Keep the stomach in. Exhale. Push hips to the right. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. All right, next is backward bending. Eyes open, everybody. Take a nice deep breath. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Look for the floor behind you. Immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you so you bend your total spine. First, the neck backward bends. You just start with that. You can even push the chin back. So the front of the throat, you can feel some stretching. And take a nice deep breath. Good arms, Amy, online. Push your hands past the face as far as they'll go, locking the elbows. Now take another inhale. Now you breathe on your own. Push your hips forward on your next exhale. Push your stomach forward, thighs forward. Looks good, Angela. Now reach back, arms back, way back, go back. Inhale, breathing. Slowly come up, stop in the middle. All right, take a deep breath, stretch up tall. Try to touch the ceiling. You may bend the knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Suck in the stomach the whole way, please. Once you're touching the floor, move your hips back and forth a few times. Bend the right knee, then the left, right, left, right, left. Make sure the feet stay flat when you do the little wiggle. This will get the movement to happen in the lower spine and hips. You can. Does that make sense? Yeah, you can bend one knee, then the other, Chelsea, just without lifting the heels. You'll figure it out. Yeah, that's it. Okay, it's like a dance step. You just got, oh, that's it. Okay, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Now pull on the heels to stretch the body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. You have no gap anywhere between your upper body and the legs. Now roll forward so the body weight is close to the toes. Pull on the heels, push your knees back. So you do create a stretch all over underneath the back side of the body. But regardless of how far you go in the posture, you are upside down. You are inverted. You're getting more blood flow to the head than usual. You have inversion of the abdominal organs, lungs, heart, and spine. So there's huge benefit regardless of how flexible or how far you go. Pull on the heels, push your knees back, freeze. Okay, change again. Bring your hands back around in front of you. Get your grip, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up tall. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your side, shoulders relaxed. Hello, Summer. Welcome to class. Forrest, you can join now in second set of half moon, then you'll be warmed up for the rest. All right, second set. Take a nice deep breath, arms over the head sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Body weight to the heels, arms back. Inhale, squeeze your palms together, try to touch the ceiling, and you go. Right side bending, push your hips to the left. And you try to do both at the same time. You reach to the right, push your hips to the left. Sometimes we reach and we forget to push. Sometimes you push and you don't reach. So try to make them as equal as you can. Keeping the hips and shoulders square to the mirror, take your grip and the hips and push them in opposite direction for five. Using your extra strength, four. Squeeze, palms, three. Come down and push, two. Reach over to the right side, one. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Okay, chin up, arms back, weight on the heels, stomach in. Inhale. Press palms together, try to touch the ceiling. Both things happen at the same time. Reach to the left, push your hips to the right. Good, Rachel. At the same time. You might get to a point where you feel a little, oh my gosh, I went too far. It might not be too far. It might be your actual edge. You just have to figure out how to breathe there and maintain the strength of the posture. So the strength comes from sucking in the stomach, keeping hips and thighs contracted, weight on the heels, squeezing the palms, locking the elbows, lifting the chin. Come down for five. Take hands and hips, four. Push them away from each other, three. In opposite directions, two. Come down and push. One. Inhale, breathing, come up. Same principle for the backward bend. Take a deep breath. Lift up everything, hands, chest, and chin, and then go back. Head back immediately, arms go back. Now, the same principle I'm talking about is you're bending the spine without bending arms or legs. The other thing that's the same is you're pushing your grip and your pelvis in opposite directions. So use your extra strength to push the hands back, and then exhale, push your hips forward. A little bit more, five. Go back. Four, look for the floor behind you. Three, straightening the elbows. Two, very nice, Rika, with the hips. One, inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Nice job. Take a deep breath. First, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. And you can do the warm-up again if you need to. Bend one knee, then the other knee, right, left. Right, left, just one at a time. Let the head and neck drop down completely. Relax as soon as you can. Grab the heels from behind, pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs. Elbows go towards the back wall as you get further in the posture. So pull on the heels, push your knees back a little bit. The knees are getting straighter and the elbows are bending a little more as you get deeper in the posture. Good Amy in the room. Now when you exhale, everybody, push the fingernails and the balls of the feet down. So a little pressure underneath the fingers and toes. This will help you use the muscles on the front side of abdomen and hips to stretch your body down towards the floor, top of the head, getting closer to the feet. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins, pull on the heels, push fingers and toes down, hips up towards the ceiling, lock your legs. Right, change again, bring the hands back together in front of you. Get your grip and come up slowly. That's good, Jess. Arms, head, and then upper back. Very nice. Arms down by your side, stand tall. Awkward poses next, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Make sure throughout the posture, feet stay parallel to each other, not turning in or out. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted and the arms energize all the way out to the fingertips. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, please. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. Stick your hips all the way out behind you and then sit in the chair until thighs are parallel to the floor. Maintain the parallel feet. So check in the mirror. Open the heels a bit or the knees to keep 6 inches all over between legs and arms. Now lift your chest up, keeping your stomach in. Lean your upper body way back, more back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up, arms stay right there. Second part, go all the way up on the tiptoes, maximum as high as possible. Suck in your stomach. Lift your chest, total spine and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus, 1 point. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes, right away, heels up all the way. Try to get your thighs parallel to the floor as soon as you can. You can sit down. That's good, Chelsea. Sit down more until legs shake a little. Sit down more, heels up. Sit down more, heels up. Sit down more, heels up. You're getting there. Keep going, heels up. Heels up, knees up. That's it. Now freeze. Five, chest up. Four, take a deep breath. Three, shoulders relax. Two, that's it. One, inhale, come up. Nice job. Okay, third part. Come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach. The whole spine stretches up again. And now very slowly you can sit down, maintaining the pressure between the knees or lower thighs. You just sit down all the way until hips are just above the heels. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor, spine straight in the middle. Nice control, Rika, very good. Straight spine. Keep the chest up, everyone, shoulders down. You can push the knees down a little bit and hips up an inch or two above the heels. You get super strong in the lower abdomen and upper thighs. Inhale, breathing, slowly come back up without leaning forward. Push the upper body against the wall as you come up. Right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. Second set, right foot step out to the right, 6 inches. Feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath. Exhale, stomach in, begin, sit down. Feet flat position, maximum body weight on the heels. Maintain the feet parallel to each other. You can push the knees out just an inch, maybe, if needed. So you have 6 inches between big toes, heels, knees, and hands. Now, suck in your stomach, lift your chest up. Even though you're holding still, there's activity. You're trying to touch the mirror, trying to fall down backwards, and trying to sit down in the chair. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, all the way up on the tiptoes. So in order to maintain the stillness, you are putting effort in. It's a really interesting thing. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Eyes focus, 1 point. Sit right down on the tops of the toes. Super high on the tiptoes. Just 10 counts. Freeze there. Good, Erica. 9. Heels up. 8. Ankles press forward. 7. Very good. 6. Chest up. 5. Take a deep breath. 4. With the stomach in. 3. You can sit down, Chelsea. I saw you do it the first set. 1. Nice job. Inhale. Come up. You're so strong. It's some effort, isn't it? Come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze your knees together. All right, suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling, sit down slowly. One of the things we're doing here mentally is when you go to the limit, not the one you think you will be able to or the one you are doing to conserve energy for later or any, there's ideally none of that thought process. You just go to the limit in the moment, okay, according to your ability to breathe. Now, you might get shaking muscles, a little fatigue, some stretch. There are various discomforts that you'll encounter. It's important not to avoid them, okay? As long as you can breathe smoothly, just go to the limit and hold it. You'll get the maximum mental benefit possible. Keeping the knees together, slowly come up, and of course, the maximum physical benefit. Get a little bit stronger, a little more mobility. Okay, feet together, arms down, but especially this, right? Okay, eagle pose is next, feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm, cross again, grab your hands right in front of the face, thumbs close to the face, but not touching it. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair, body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Now right leg lift up over the left leg. It's a sort of long known truth about this class that is 99% mental. Sit down, twist like ropes. Right foot goes behind the left calf muscle. That's good twisting, Summer. Now stick your behind you a little bit more and then sit down. That's it. Body weight to the heel. Everyone pull the elbows down. Upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face, but not touching it. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down in the chair, please. Body weight on the heels, upper body back. Now left leg lift up over the right. So there's various ways to understand the 99% mental. Okay, one is that 99% of the effort is mental. Even though you're doing physical things, I know. Cross your legs each other, twist like ropes. Put the left foot behind the right calf muscle. But you could sit and watch and be 100% mentally doing the posture, listening, watching, you know, imagining it. Pull the elbows down more, sit down more, weight on the heel, upper body back at the end. Good, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, second set. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands, pull the elbows down, stomach in, sit down as low as you can, body weight on the heels, upper body back, couple of inches. Right leg lift up over the left leg. Now the pressure, there's so many physical things happening. It seems like, wait, this has to be more physical than mental. But even with all that physical, that's still just a fraction. Okay, so get the pressure between the thighs because you do get wonderful circulatory benefit for both the lymph and the blood. So you're gonna squeeze, even if you can't sit down anymore. But then try to sit down more, getting a little more internal massage of the organs in the pelvis. Change again, come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm, cross again, grab your hands. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach. Now sit as low as you can. This is the fourth time we're doing this setup. Sit down all the way down. Try to stay down there. Left leg lift up over the right leg. All right, you guys, looks very nice. You got it, Summer. Squeeze your thighs. Now pull the elbows down towards your belly button, everybody, so the upper arms press on the chest. At the same time, you lift your chest up into the arms. So you have pressure going in both directions. Line up your hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose, breathing always normal. Come up, please, everyone, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways, and arms down by your sides. Quick sip of water if you need it. Otherwise, you can just stand and breathe by your nose. Hi, Nyla. All right. Standing head to knee pose is next. Start with your feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach, round the spine forward, right thigh up parallel to the floor. Begin. You can either grab the foot immediately or get your leg up and start to round the spine. Once you can reach the foot, all 10 fingers are included with the grip exactly 2 inches below the toes. Please don't lose the grip. Now the standing leg solid, concrete lamppost. Unbroken. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up slowly and gently. The chest will come up a little bit too. Until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Take a deep breath. Kick the right heel forward towards the mirror, flexing your foot from the ankle, all 5 toes turning in. Try to get both legs locked, creating an upside down capital letter L, flipped upside down. Once you can balance there comfortably, bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back, freeze. Change again. Undo the arms. Good, Rachel. Bend the right knee and foot down. Is it the right side that? Other side. Okay. All right. Take a nice deep breath. Suck in your stomach. Bring the left leg up. Exhale, round the spine forward. Grab the left foot exactly 2 inches below your toes, thumbs included with the grip. Please don't lose it. Now concentrate, right? The main thing is concentration. If you even just choose to look at one body part, keep your eyes there. You already are getting tremendous benefit. Look the right leg and look at the knee. Now inhale, left leg, slowly, gently lift up and stretch forward. That's it. Just chest up a little more, shoulders down. Just a little bit, yep. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Try to get both legs locked, maintaining contraction on both thighs. Then only bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Eventually, elbows go down below the calf muscle. Keep the body weight forward to the toes. Kick the heel forward, suck in your stomach. Change again, undo the arms. Then bend the left knee, feet together, arms down. Second set, standing, head to knee pose. Take a deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip. As soon as you get the grip underneath the toes there, you can go ahead, right leg lift up. Make sure the standing leg stays locked, solid, unbroken. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Then, both legs locked, round your spine. Elbows have to go somewhere, so you bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, touch your forehead on the knee, keep kicking the heel forward, maintain the cramp, contraction on the top of your right thigh. Undo the head first, then straighten the arms, chest up, and lastly, right foot down. Last one, take a deep breath. Pick up the left foot in front of you, suck in your stomach, grab the foot 2 inches below the toes. Standing leg, solid concrete, vertical lamppost. If you can imagine, an actual lamppost is going straight up, right? It's not leaning in either direction. So a lot of times, the standing leg, we need to push the butt cheek forward so the leg is actually upright. Inhale, left leg lift up. That's good, Rob. Make sure the leg stays right at that level, doesn't drop. When you bring elbows down, in your mind, bring the leg a little higher. Once elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest, suck in your stomach, squeeze upper inner legs in towards the middle, touch your forehead on the knee, three, you can do it, two, hold steady. Now to change, bring your head up, then straighten the arms, chest up, and lastly, left foot down. Wonderful. You just did it. You're off the hook till tomorrow. Imagine that. Or next time, standing bow pulling pose. Bring your right hand up in front of you, palm facing up. Turn it out to the side. Hold your ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. Knees together. Inhale, stretch way up. Try to touch the ceiling. Now go forward. Charge your upper body forward. Stay right there, Chelsea, and kick the right foot back so much. Yes, the right shoulder and chest get pulled back into it. Spine twist. Okay, very nice. Keep the standing leg locked throughout the posture. Body weight towards the toes. Keep kicking back. Let the upper body turn and twist to the right side. So the right hand gets pulled all the way back, all the way up towards the ceiling. Eventually, can you imagine it? Both legs straight. So your kicking leg, of course, is bent, but you imagine it getting to a straighter and straighter position. The kicking foot will be directly above the standing foot one day. So come down more. That's good, Rachel. Come down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Stretch forward and kick up equally the same. Body down and kick. Stretch forward and kick. Inhale, kick. Everybody kick. One more time, kick. Change when you're done. Feet together, arms down. It's a whole different fun situation, isn't it, Chelsea? Okay, doing great. You will wobble and fall a few times if you've been doing the other way because it takes a totally different set of muscles, okay? And that's okay. Left hand up, turn it out. It's beyond okay. It's actually really cool. Grab the left ankle, right arm up. When you wobble and fall and then figure it out, that's like a bonus. It's better than not having ever wobbled and fall. You know, right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Inhale, charge forward, kick back. Go ahead, please. When you kick the left foot back, it pulls the left hand towards the back wall. When the left hand gets pulled toward the back wall, the left shoulder, left side of the chest and ribcage, they go back too. And that's what starts the twist of the posture. Also, the right arm gives you the twist. Right shoulder forward to bring the shoulder touching the chin. Kick back, left shoulder back to get two shoulders in one line. Now slowly bring the upper body down. That's it, Amy, in the room, till abdomen is parallel to the floor. Keep the body weight slightly to the toes. Now stretch forward and kick. Take a deep breath, everybody. Kick. One more kick, body down, kick. Change. Amy online, two feet were really nicely in one line from the side. That means you're coming down enough with your kick. You are kicking a lot, but then when you come down, it brings that foot right in position. Very nice. Okay, any questions at all? 2 second set. Right hand up in front of you, palm up. Turn it out to the right. Hold your ankle from the inside and left arm up in front of you. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead for 20 counts, charge forward, 19, kick back, 18. There you go, Rob, a little more back behind you. 16, yes, keep kicking, 15, charge forward, 14, 13, slowly body down, 12, 11, standing leg lock, 10. Very good place to look, 9 is the standing leg, 8, right above the knee, 7, body down and kick, 6, 5, take a deep breath, 4, contract left thigh, Rachel, 3, if you can. There you go, 2, keep it locked, whole leg, 1. Good. Change again. Feet together, arms down. All right, last one, everybody. Left hand up in front of you, palm up. Turn it out to the side. Hold your ankle. All 5 fingers together. And right arm up in front of you, palm facing the mirror. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin 20 counts. Charge forward, 19. Kick back, 18. 17. Keep your chin up, 16. 15. 14. Right leg lock, 13. 12. Kick all the way back, 11. Then keep kicking up, 10. 9, try again, 8, take a deep breath, 7, good stretching forward, Nyla, 6, 5, stretch forward, kick up, 4, equally the same, 3, keep kicking up, 2, 1, excellent, feet together, arms down. Next is balancing stick, Tula Tadasana. You can step to the back of your mat, feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, cross your thumbs. Keep your chin up right now, the neck visible in the mirror. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the right foot, lock both legs. Take a deep breath, stomach in, bring your upper body down, left leg up. Sole of the foot facing exactly the ceiling. Come down until you look like a capital letter T, chest down, leg up, come down, leg up, suck in your stomach, stretch forward, try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come up, keep arms with the head. Chin up, everybody. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs, right toes pointed, then come down. Bring the chest breastbone down without dropping the arms. Keep your arms up. In your mind, you might have to lift the arms. Arms up, chest down, body down, leg up. Now squeeze the hands, palms, reach for the mirror. Go forward, mat. Try to get the weight to the toes and stretch the back foot, toes to the back while toes pointed. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, feet together. Arms down. Do you need any help with that one? Okay. Great. Arms over the head sideways. There are many reasons people look at me. Sometimes it's like, it's too hard. Arms over the head. But Nyla's just happy. Okay. Hands, palms together, chin up. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Take a deep breath. Come down. It's only 10 seconds. You have to make up your mind a half second. Come down, leg up. There you go. You can interlace fingers, Chelsea. Squeeze palm. Now push the hands towards the mirror. Imagine I'm grabbing your hands, pulling them forward for you. Shoulder blade, scapula, slide forward. There you go. Change again. Nice one. Okay, last one, take a deep breath, big step onto the left foot, lock both legs, chin up, stomach in, chin up, Summer, my dear, chin up, chin up, chin up, there you go, come down, without dropping the head. So the only joint, the only area of the body you actually move is the standing leg hip joint. Suck in your stomach so you can bring the right hip down and forward, stomach, stomach, suck it in, Rob, suck it in, stretch forward, stretch, and stretch, and stretch, and change, awesome. Feet together, arms down. That's kind of an intense peak. Now we get a little break for the exertion before we do triangle pose. Please step to the left side of the mat. Not a break in concentration, just a little dip in the exertion. It's perfect. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, big step. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms face down. Make sure your heels are in one line, feet slightly turned in, or the feet can be straight but not turned out. Lock your legs throughout the posture. Suck your stomach in, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and then forward towards the mirror. Chin forward, look forward. Keep your body weight to the toes. All the way into it. That's it, Jennifer. Yep, keeping the weight forward will help you contract muscles. It will help you catch yourself, in a sense, with the right muscles according to the posture. When you can't see yourself in the mirror anymore, grab the heels from the outside, stepping on your fingers. All 5 fingers together. Then pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. If you can't grab the heels from the outside, slide your fingertips either underneath the outsides of the feet or underneath the toes. So anyway, you get your fingernails on the floor. Roll forward, chin forward, looks good, Angela. Then you can push, everybody, the fingernails down and the toes down. Same principle as hands to feet pose. And this is kind of a hands to feet pose with separate legs. Pull on the heels, stretch your body down towards the floor. One day, head touches the floor right between your feet. Work on contracting the thighs, Summer, and locking the legs will help the feet not slip in time. Okay, arms out and head up, everybody. Slowly stand up. Inhale, feet together, arms over your head. Arms down to the side. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. You can take a bigger step if you didn't touch the head to the floor yet. Lock your legs so the thighs contract on the front. Inhale, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, then forward. Keep the arms outstretched. Lead forward with the chest and face. Look forward, chin forward, go forward. When you can't go any further, then put your hands down. Try to get your fingernails on the floor. Even if the hands are in front of your feet, push that first knuckle fingernail down. So you'll notice at some point, the elbows bend a little bit. Now you can just hold still there. But when the elbows do bend, when the body's ready, then the hands can get just a little closer to the grip. And then you hold again for a few breaths. Remember, total stillness is a component of every single posture. A good 20 seconds minimum. Looks great. Arms out and head up. Slowly come up. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. At first we move a lot, right? We set up the posture, we fidget for 19 of the 20 seconds, and then we get 1 second of stillness, right? But then over time, you just know how to do the posture better. Your mind is also with it more, so maybe you fidget for only 10 seconds, and then you're like, oh, I'm still, right? And then the posture starts again. That point where you stop fixing things and you realize it, that's a whole brand new beginning of the posture. It's excellent. Triangle pose. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out to the right, a big step. Arms down immediately, parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Lift your chest up. Turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Please bend your knee once the foot is turned. Just make sure the right knee and the right foot point exactly to the right side wall. Now arms back, opening up the chest. Take a deep breath. Stomach in, begin. Tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. I'll help you through it. Yep, you can get your hips down more. Keep sitting down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. If you're not there yet, sit down a little more. Push your right knee back with help of the right arm. So you're aiming your fingertips to touch between big and second toe. Then turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder to get the profile of your face visible in the mirror. Now suck in your stomach, upper body up more, lower body down more. Bend the right knee more, sit down more, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Turn the right toes forward, take a deep breath. Push both hips forward a lot, arms back. Good, Erica. Chest up, turn the left foot all the way out. You can bring the right toes inward just a little bit. The straight leg toes, let them turn in a tiny bit. All right, now bend your left knee. The main thing here, you get the left knee and toes pointing exactly to the left. One more, arms back, take a deep breath, begin. Tilt your upper body, left side, left arm down, right arm up. Push the left knee towards the back wall with your left arm. You can, Rachel, turn the straight leg toes towards me so that hip comes around. There you go. And then sit down, upper body up. That's good. The straight leg, everybody, locked. Outer right thigh and hip contracted. Right foot pressing firmly to the floor. But there's much more body weight over the left leg. Turn and twist a little more, chin to the right shoulder. Push the left knee back, hips forward. Sit down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head, and arms down to the side. Any birthdays today? Okay, any questions at all? All right, let's try it again. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right, a big step, arms parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Hips way forward as far as they go, arms back. Everybody chest up, turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Bend your right knee and sit down. Go ahead, please. Now that straight leg here, contract out here, the outer butt and thigh while pushing the foot to the floor. Now go ahead into the posture, palms forward, turn your head, and you can push the chin with the shoulder. Two arms stretching in opposite directions. Top hand reaches up, bottom arm reaches down. Two hands in one line from the front and the side. You can bring the left toes turning in towards me, Chelsea, so that left hip, now you'll be able to sit down more. Keep sitting down. You're going to touch between the toes. Everyone get your hips down. You can do a touch the toes, turn and twist upper body back. Inhale, come up. All right. Turn the right toes forward. Inhale, push the hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up. Turn the left foot out. Bend your left knee. Sit down. Yeah, just let the hips go where they go for now. Is this the hip that doesn't want to turn in, Erica? If you can get the pelvis more facing me on this side, it would help the thing. Oh, yep. Go ahead into the posture. As long as it doesn't bother the left hip as you're sitting down. You can let that, okay. You can let the right hip come around. Yeah, exactly. You can keep doing that. Now you're pushing the knee back very nicely. And in time, you can sit down more. Now, bottom shoulder, everybody, stretch down and sweep it forward towards the mirror as you're turning your head and the chin's going towards the back wall. Take a deep breath, stomach in, stretch up and down. Amy, two hands in one line, two shoulders in one line. Sit down, touch your toes. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. That looked better, Erica. Did that feel better? Or, yeah, that's the way to go. Okay. Standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 foot minimum. Take a deep breath. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and the left hip forward to get two hips in one line. You can bring both heels right on that line, Rico, the stripe on the floor if you wish. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, and you go down front side. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, go down front side. Suck in your stomach. Everyone touch your forehead on the knee. Hands on the floor in front of the right foot. Please plan on keeping the hands together. If they separate, you just walk the right hand first in front of the right foot. Left hand can stay where it is for now, and little by little, hands will come back together. Maximum compression of the throat. Keep the back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Hold it. Now hands, palms together, lock the right leg a couple of times. Inhale and come up. Once you're standing upright, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall, turn the back foot in 45 degrees and right hip forward. Inhale, reach up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, go down front side. Suck in your stomach, everybody, the whole time. And touch your forehead to the left knee. Reach out with the hands in front of the left foot. Push your fingertips into the floor. If you have your forehead somewhere on the leg, and the leg is slightly bent or straight, try to get your head in closer to your stomach so the forehead can sort of slide up the leg either towards the knee or towards the top part of the knee to increase the pressure on the front side of the body and increase the extension and stretch on the back side. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg a couple of times and slowly come up. Right hip stays forward. Head and arms up last. Good. Turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot and arms down to the sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just the thumbs crossed, right foot step out to the right. Turn on your heels to the right, 90 degrees. Turn the back foot in. Go ahead, set up the hips. You have two hips in one line, parallel to the side wall. Inhale, first stretch up tall, then start from the neck, tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, go down front side. Look, please, at your chest or abdomen, not ideally the floor or your foot. The eyes are doing particular things in each posture. The spine is doing certain things. The legs are doing certain things. That looks good, Summer. That's a good big step. Now, everybody, try to shift the body weight to the front foot a little bit, bringing the left hip down and forward. Right hip can stick up a little more higher towards the ceiling. Lock the right leg, keeping the chin tucked, and come up. Squeeze the thighs in. Push the feet down. Come up all the way. Good. Turn all the way around. Face the opposite wall. One more. That's about... Okay, take a big step, Chelsea. Big, big, big. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, that's almost 3 feet. That's good. That's a good start for today. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down. Now, if you feel a little slippery on the feet, get more body weight to the front foot. The back foot will still press to the floor. It's similar as the straight leg in triangle pose. You have the straight leg or back leg pushing into the floor, but you bring all the rest of the body away from that heel. So in this case, forward. Towards the front foot. In triangle's case, it's out over the bent leg. But same principle, back leg locked, back heel pressing on the floor. Breathe smoothly while you have the tremendous compression of the throat. Good, lock the left leg a couple of times. Inhale and come up. Keep the back leg locked, looks good. You got it. Turn and face the mirror, right foot to the left foot, arms down to the sides. Tree pose is next. You can step to your mat, please, where you started, toes on the line, feet together. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick up your right foot heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand. Grab underneath at the toes with your left. Now, once you get the heel all the way to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently, push the right knee down and back and your hips forward to get two knees in one line from the side and two hips in one line. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine. Center of the chest and upper back, lift up towards the ceiling. Shoulders stay down. You can bring the right hand in front of the chest. If the foot doesn't slip or slide at all, left hand up, palms together. If the foot slips, please continue to hold on to the foot with your left hand. Change again. Right foot down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as possible on the right thigh, sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Once the heel's all the way to the top of the thigh, very slowly, gently bring the left knee down and back. Hips forward. Yeah, that's it, Chelsea. That's a good start. Now the hips forward business, you're going to take the back of the hips, pelvis, butt cheeks, and sort of tuck them underneath you. So the front of the abdomen, pelvis, belly button suck in and lift, and this right knee and thigh can go back. So a lot of times there's a little bit of tilt here, and you're just trying to reduce it, eliminate it. Go ahead with the hands. That's it. Left hand up first, then the right hand up. See if you can push the back of the pelvis under a little bit, stomach, and freeze there. Very nice. Change again, left foot down. Does that make a little bit of sense with the hips? Yeah, and you don't have to get far quickly. It's just what thing to do is what we're trying. Okay, toe stand is next. Start in tree pose, everybody. Bring your right heel as high as it will go on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring your upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your body weight to the fingertips and sit down slowly, bringing the hips to the heel. Then arms come around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Very nice. Right toes point to your left, right knee down. To get two knees in one line parallel to the floor, then suck in your stomach. Entire spine, center of the chest, top of the head stretch up towards the ceiling. Once you can balance with the spine straight, bring your left hand in front of the chest. Or even if you're not quite balancing yet, even if spine is straight, you can bring the left hand up. If still you can balance there, bring the right hand up, palms together. Change again, hands to the floor in front of you, push your hips slowly up. Stand up in tree pose again. Tree pose change, right foot down, arms down. Left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you, slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor. And then body weight to the fingertips, sit down on your heel. Arms come around to the sides, balancing on the fingertips. Left toes point to your right, left knee down. Suck in your stomach, the whole spine stretches up. Center of the chest, upper back, top of the head. One hand at a time in front of the chest. Keep the elbows in, shoulders down, chest, breastbone lifted. Two knees in one line. Toe stand, come up. Hands to the floor, push your hips up. And stand in tree pose again. Excellent. Nice balancing, you guys. Look straight ahead in the mirror, tree pose, and you can change left foot down, arms down. Time for a savasana. Turn around, relax on your back. Concentrate on the whole inhale, the beginning all the way through to the end. And then concentrate on the entire exhale from the beginning all the way to the end. And then you start again. One way to try breathing in Savasana is just observe it. Watch what happens. One thing you're watching for is if you're holding your breath at any point by mistake. Okay. Then you can realize it and then keep the air moving. The other thing you can watch for is if the inhales and the exhales are taking close to the same amount of time, or if one is long and one is fast and short, you know, one slow, one quick. Now, it's hard to actually watch your breathing without immediately making a change to it, because you guys know you want smooth breathing and evenness, right? So the inhale and exhale are about the same amount of time. It's very hard to watch and not automatically start to do it that way. I mean, you can, but usually once you pay attention to it, you're at the same time making a change to it. Let's begin wind removing pose. Everybody, right leg lift up. Hold the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. All 10 fingers deeply interlaced and the thumbs crossed. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head on the floor. Your left leg that's out straight, you can flex the foot from the ankle, please. Not only to get the calf muscle closer to the floor if it's not touching, but also to stretch the top of the left hip and abdomen. Pull your knee a little more. Tuck your chin to the chest. Freeze. Change, right leg lower down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers deeply, cross your thumbs, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body, head on the floor. Look down the center line of the body, chin down, keeping the head on the floor. Breathe smoothly, observe the breathing, regulate the breathing, breathing always normal. Change again, left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately both knees up, grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. This time, you don't need to tug or pull. Just try to grab the elbows. If you can't grab the elbows, you can grab somewhere else on each arm. And relax your feet side by side. Bring your head back to the floor. If it lifted, tuck your chin. You can do it somewhere. Just tuck the chin. There you go. That'll bring your shoulders. It'll help the rolling be less if you can get the shoulders down. So tuck the chin, look down towards the chest. There you go. Stomach in, everybody, breathing normally. Change, arms and legs down. Heels touch each other, palms up. From start to finish, mentally inhale, and in your mind, exhale. Second set. Right leg lift up. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Keep your head on the floor. Tuck your chin. When you decide to concentrate, when you decide to be fully here, wonderful things happen. You might have to decide over and over, and part of your mind will say you're not doing a good job or you can't or whatever, but just try again. Decide again. Freeze. Change, right leg down, left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. The cool thing about the effort and the trying again and the over is you can immediately get feedback. If you concentrate for just 1 second on your grip, you can know, oh, do I need to tighten my grip? This is a grip. Okay, there's simple things, yes, put together into fairly complicated postures, but if you just for one moment concentrate on tucking the chin, tuck it, hold it, you can feel it happen. There is automatic success every time. Change, left leg lower down, arms down. Now immediately both knees up, grab your elbows. I shouldn't say automatic, okay? You're doing it on purpose. Grab your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Head on the floor, tuck your chin, look straight down the center line of the body. And then you hold it. As much of your spine as possible is on the floor by now. Chin down, feet relaxed. Breathing normally. Change, arms and legs down. Next is a sit up. Feet together, flex arms over your head, cross your thumbs. Take a deep breath in, full inhale. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation. Double jerk head to the knees. Turn around, lie down for Cobra Pose in the spine strengthening series. Hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. Not turning in, not turning out. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Glue it down. Distribute the weight equally, the same all over hands, palms. Legs and feet together like you have one cobra tail. Feet on the floor. Now inhale, breathing. Push the palms down. Lift your upper body up. That looks good, Summer. That's a good start with your hands there. Lift your chest up. Push the palms down and come up until everything above the belly button is in the air. That's very nice, Riku. Everything right there is perfect. Now elbows reach down and back towards the hips to drop the shoulders down. Lift your chin up. Lift the chest up. Everybody come up one more. Change. Lower the chin to the floor. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set. Chin on the floor. Bring your hands underneath the chest. All 5 fingers together on each hand. No space between the fingers. No gap underneath fingers, hands, palms. All right. Now, legs together. Hips and thighs contract. Inhale, lift upper body up, please. Begin. That was good, Shini. Come up all the way. Push the palms down. Everybody push. Push the floor into the earth and lift your chest up away from it until the last thing touching the floor is the belly button. Now lift your chin up. Inhale, look up. Inhale, come up. Everybody go up. Change again. Chin on the floor. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. Locust pose is next. Flip your hands over where they are so the palms are on the towel. Slide your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers are eventually touching each other side by side but not overlapping. Rest of the fingers spread apart all the way wide. Chin on the floor. Look in the mirror. Lock your right leg, everybody. Right leg lift up. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Half of 90. Knees straight, toes pointed. Push the hands down, lift your leg up. Yeah, in your mind, Rachel, you can think of outer thigh down, inner thigh up. There, exactly. And then just try to lift tiniest bit up. Change, right leg lower down. See if the chin will go more forward, neck flat. Lock the left leg, lift it up. Come up to a 45-degree angle. Knee straight, toes pointed. Yeah, same idea. Outer thigh down, inner thigh up. There you go. So the hips don't twist. You just lift from the upper thigh. Everybody go up, everybody more up. Change again, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in. So the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms. Inhale, breathing. Begin both legs. Lift up without bending the knees. Everybody lift. Nice Amy in Florida. Keep going. Press thighs together. Lift up. Push the hands, palms down. Go up. Everybody a little bit higher. Everybody come up more. Change again. Lower the legs. Release the arms from underneath you. Turn your head to the right. Second set. Turn the hands over, palms down. Slide your arms underneath you. Pinky fingers touching side by side or as close as they will get. Slide the chin all the way forward so eventually the throat, front of the neck, has a little pressure to the floor. Lock your right leg, lift it up. 10 counts begin. 9, 8, knees straight. 7, 6, push the hands down. 5, 4, lift up. 3, lift up. 2, hold it. 1, right leg down. First, relax the right leg. Before you lift the left leg, lock the leg and then lift it up. That's good, Chelsea. 10, come up. 9, 8, 7, push the thigh up. 6, 5, hands, palms. 4, press to the floor. 3, even the shoulders press down. 2, hold it. 1, change left leg down. Mouth on the towel. Please readjust arms. Make sure you do not turn the head or move the neck. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. Begin, please, for 9 more counts. 8, legs together, 7, you can do it, Summer, 6, 5, squeeze thighs, 4, lift up, 3, go up, 2, more up, 1. Lower the legs, take your arms out. Turn your head to the left. Full locust pose, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together on each hand, legs and feet together, hips and thighs contracted. Take a deep breath. Everybody lift everything up. Your arms, head, chest, legs, everybody lift up until only the hip bones are touching the floor. So looking in the mirror, bring your arms up high enough so the fingertips are in line with the top of the head. Inhale, chest up. That's it. Inhale, neck stretches up. Lift your chin up. Now get your thighs up. 5, 4, legs lock. 3, take a deep breath. 2, exhale, come up more. 1, change again. Arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the sides, all 5 fingers together. Legs and feet together. Inhale, breathing, begin. Now, try to get all the way up to your maximum range of motion. Sometimes, many times, we have some range of motion, but not the strength to hold it yet. So I want you to go to the range of motion and then hold it with normal breathing so you can fatigue and strengthen the muscles that hold you in the back bend. 5 more, chin up, 4, legs up. 3, take a deep breath. 2, exhale, come up more. 1, now lower the hands straight down to the floor, chin down. Then arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Bow pose is next. Down your asana. Chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. All 5 fingers together on each hand. Get a good squeezing grip. Thumbs with index fingers. Knees 6 inches apart. Inhale, breathing, begin, please. Look up towards the ceiling. Most of the power is kicking straight up. Kick straight up, kick up, kick up, kick more. Knees come up off the floor, thighs come up off the floor. That's good kicking, Rob. Keep kicking now. Keep the knees nice and high. Lift your chin up. Keep kicking. Lift your chest up. Keep kicking. Front of the neck and face. Stretch upward. Keep kicking. Change. Lower down. Knees and chin. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside, all 5 fingers together on each hand. Get a good grip. The arms and legs are like 2 wheels. I know they're not perfectly round, but like 2 wheels in 1 base. So in the second set, you can start out looking at yourself in the mirror. Begin kicking up. And to get the 2 wheels in 1 base, you try to keep the knees in behind the hips and straight out behind the shoulders. So yes, kick up. Now stay there, Summer, and bring your knees in closer to each other. There you go. Now try to kick up without letting the knees separate. Roll forward onto the abdomen. The hands get pulled up by the feet, kicking, but no tugging or pulling with arms. Good, Riku. Keep kicking. Breathing smoothly. Kick up 1 more. Change again. Arms down. Turn your head to the left. Next is fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat, everyone. Sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. Lift your hips up a little bit. Separate your feet. Lower your hips to the floor right between the heels. Make sure heels are touching the hips the whole time. The knees can be separated any amount if that helps. Now, once your hips touch the floor between the feet, put your hands on the soles of the feet. Lean back onto the elbows 1 at a time. Right elbow, left elbow. Head, specifically back of the head, and then shoulders can touch the floor. If you are going 20% of the depth, but you have set it up properly and you are breathing normally, you are getting 100% benefit. And if you don't know what properly is, you can ask me or you just keep trying. Tuck your chin, lift the chest up, hold it. Change hands to the soles of the feet with help of the elbows, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Hey, Sarah. Okay. Yes. Yeah. And you, It would be fine. You can't get to the head yet, is that correct?
Right.
Yeah, let me watch you, but yeah, just stay in it before the elbows, and maybe you can show me for a quick second what you're explaining. My instinct is to say, yeah, just wait, go to just before the elbows, but let's see, okay? All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, everybody, sit up. Keep yourself unmuted, Sarah, okay, if you would. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes. All right, sit down between the heels, but between means hugged, okay? Your butt's being hugged by the heels. Make sure no gap opens up. You guys can go ahead back. I'm going to watch Sarah. Yeah, I mean, you can keep your head up, or you can basically find a comfortable place for your head, Sarah. If you cannot find a comfortable place for your head, you could be up more. But this is nice if you can get this stretch. I mean, it's a really good whole front of the leg stretch because you're back where you're at. So if you can tolerate a head neck position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can do it for a few seconds, but then it starts with tightening.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Okay. All right. Change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up. All right. Turn around, relax on your back. And is your leg, one more question, Sarah. What is the limitation on going further? Is it the knee or the foot?
It's kind of the knee.
Okay.
And ankles and my lower back.
Okay. Is some of that newly coming up? In terms of what's stopping you from going further? Or no? I think your Zoom is freezing. Let's do a sit-up, everybody. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Head to the knees. Okay, half tortoise poses next. Turn around, sit on the heels. This time right on top of the heels. Knees and feet together, no gap underneath the ankles. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together, cross your thumbs. Everybody, chin up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Once more, push the hips down into the heels and then slowly stretch your upper body forward. Sorry about that, Sarah. I'm happy to keep thinking about that. And you can text me some more details if you think of some. All right, forehead, if possible, touches the floor. The side edges of the pinky fingers touch the floor. And then you stretch, slide the arms forward. Press the palms together, wrists in the air. Shoulder blades, scapula sliding forward because of the effort of the arms trying to touch the mirror. Stay here. Take some breaths as deeply as possible. Slow exhales. Another deep inhale, stretch forward. Keep stretching forward, exhale, breathing. Now come up, arms and head together, inhale. Stretch up and arms down to the sides. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. There are so many levels of refinement of the posture. Even in half tortoise seems like a kind of simple. It's not too complicated. You're not standing on one leg, bending your spine, you know, twisting or anything. I'm not saying it's easy, but relatively it's simple. And despite that simplicity, there's a lot of refinement that can be done. One of the places I'll show you on camera. Let's do the sit-up first. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes. Strong exhalation, head to the knees. You guys in the room can probably see this. When you get into half tortoise, okay, I'm going to face the camera to the side. I just want you to see my spine and abdomen a little. Okay. I can do arms over the head sideways and touch my head to the floor. And there's a half tortoise, and I am getting some benefit. But here's the next stage of it, okay? You can get the arms over the head on an inhale with your stomach in. Press the palms together. Two things before I come forward. One is I'm going to go up on an inhale, reach up as much as I can. And then I'm going to kind of push the hips down into the heels a little bit. So I traction the spine. And I can feel it, my back muscles and the work. It's work just to stretch up and push the hips down. This is hard to hold, but if you can get to this and try to maintain it and then go into the posture, you're going to have a little more decompression there and a little more control here. So if you were thinking you were done with half tortoise or getting a little bored, Nope. Okay. All right, arms over the head sideways. So, stay here for a second. Palms together. Do the thing. All right, can you feel it? You're stretching up, push the hips down to the heels. Now try to keep that and come forward. Sometimes you can over-tense a little, that's okay. You'll find a balance of doing it, working, efforting, but not overdoing it. Yeah, but here's the thing. I know you might not be able to get into it, you know, with control all the way down, but even if you do it like that for the first 10% of getting into it, that 10% is going to become 12%, is going to become 15% when you have those strength things set up. Keep stretching forward, taking deep breaths, rib cage expanding, and then squeezing in. Now one more inhale, stretch forward, come up, decompressing, reaching out, keeping the hips down the best you can. Arms down to the sides. Turn around, relax on your back. What happened, Nyla? How did it go? Height of your butt just comes up. You know what? I'm not concerned with whether they stay touching or not as much, Nyla, as I want you to just push them down. Okay? Stretch up and push them down. I know not everyone stay for various reasons. Some of it could be leg proportion to the pelvis, you know. But as long as you try the action, you're getting the muscles to do the same thing that mine are doing, right? Even if what it ends up looking like is, oh, you have a gap and I don't, you're still doing the same efforts internally, if that makes sense. And that's what, you know, I know I demonstrate and it looks a certain way, but I want you to see the action so you can try the action. And then what comes of it is not my business or yours. Okay, you can just say, okay, well, I tried the thing. And you know what? One day, though, here's the thing about watching me do it with my hips on my heels. If you keep going in that direction without concern for the outcome, one day the hips might touch. They might just stay. And then you'll know, oh, that's the thing that I was headed for. So if you can envision it without being concerned of when you get there. It's just, oh, and then that moment may happen at some point. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, camel posture. Turn around, stand up on your knees at the top of the mat. 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between your feet. Get your hands on the hips at the lowest, higher if possible on the low back. When you inhale, stretch the whole spine up towards the ceiling. Push your hips forward towards the mirror. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. You can breathe very smoothly, eyes open, please. Look for the floor behind you. Go back halfway, breathing normally, stop in the middle. Right hand only, grab the right heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Left hand down, grab the left heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside, full palm grip on each heel. Take another inhale. As you exhale, push the hips forward. Now breathe smoothly. Push your stomach forward. That's fine. Push your thighs forward. Everybody look back, way back, more back. One hand at a time comes up. Inhale, push your hips forward, chest up, straighten up the spine at the top. Then you can have a seat, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set, turn around, stand up on your knees. At the top of the mat, 6 inches between your knees and between your feet. Get your hands up a little higher, and you can even bring them towards the middle, right on the spine. Inhale, chest up, push your hips forward, go ahead back. Now, push the chin back so you start to stretch front of the neck, skin, throat, all the way to collarbone. Summer, that looks great. Full palm grip, you've got there. Keep it steady. Now, one hand at a time can come down if you still have hands up. Breathe very smoothly, push your hips forward. Seal a full palm on each full heel. That's good, Chelsea. Now you can push your upper body back. Push your face towards the back wall. There you go. Keep the hands pressing into the low back. That's very nice. Everybody, hands back up to the low back. Inhale, push your hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Turn around, relax on your back. Is that helping this spot?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. And yeah. Yeah, it's fine. When I tell you stuff too, it can be planting a seed, and then maybe the fifth time you hear it, it starts to click, you know. But one thing You're doing great. You have a lot of hips forward in camel. The next step is to actually, here, I'm going to try to sort of imitate it in my body. It's very good hips forward. Now, at some point when the back is ready and you're not afraid, okay, two things. You can actually push the head back. Okay, you will very slightly increase the back bend here, but not too much. As long as you have your hands here supporting it, you can say, oh, I gotta actually go back. Now, you keep this forward, but there's a feeling of, oh my gosh, I'm going backwards too. Okay, it's great where it is. Yeah, feet together, flex, arms over the head, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. It's kind of weird to be able to bend each part of our spine sort of independently. You know, it's a lot of fine motor control, but not with fingers. It's like, it's very intricate structure, yeah? Yes. Oh yeah, good, good work. All right, rabbit pose is next. Grab the heels, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, breathing, go down front side. And that does take time. The ribs are not automatically going to start moving if they haven't been, right? They need many breaths, many opportunities, many attempts at these postures. Go ahead, once your head is on the floor, lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel until arms, elbows are straight. So if you can imagine the number of repetitions of the postures you do, plus the number of breaths you take in each posture, each one of these moves the ribs just a little bit each. Lift your hips up, suck in your stomach, total spine stretching on the backside. Change. Lower your hips back to the feet. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Right, so that beginning breathing exercise, we had essentially no restriction on the rib cage, right? When you're in camel or when you're in rabbit and you bend the spine in, it's a certain extreme. It's not contortion, but it's a certain extreme for your body. Forward bend all the way in or a backward bend all the way out changes which ribs, all right, move more and less. And some of us, I mean, we breathe in just small parts, not parts, but a small portion of our lungs are being used. So we have generally little rib cage strength and mobility until we start using it. And these postures are just a great way to do it. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. Second set, rabbit pose, turn around, sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, begin, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, go down front side. Touch your forehead to your knees, automatically top of your head touching the floor. Then exhale, roll forward, lifting the hips up. Walk your knees right, left towards the forehead. Suck in your stomach. Press the feet firmly into the floor. Looks good, Matt. Heels can come in towards each other. You could squeeze the heels. Eventually, your fingernails might touch each other, but even if they don't, squeeze the feet in. Now, shoulders lift up away from the floor a little bit. Good, Amy F. Very nice. Change, everybody. Lower the hips down. Inhale and come up. All right, turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. Next is head to knee with stretching pose. Sit facing the mirror, bring your right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, reach out, grab the right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex your foot from the ankle, then go down just like rabbit pose, tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in, put your forehead on the right knee. Now this one you have stomach in the whole time, ideally, but then you figure out how to breathe just enough so you can exhale again, suck in your stomach, hold it in. You can push the knee down with your forehead, letting the heel slide away from you. Eventually, leg will be locked, heel off the floor in the air. Inhale, breathing, come up, other side. Left leg out cornerwise, bend the right knee, press the sole of the right foot against inner left thigh. You can try to bring the heel all the way up to the top inner thigh there. Mm-hmm. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, go down front side, forehead to the left knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Then push your knee towards the floor with the forehead. Make sure the forehead and knee stay together. You can try to get your head in closer to your stomach once the leg is getting closer to being locked. Change again, come up. Bring the leg straight out in front of you. Lie back for a quick sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Sit up again. Grab the big toes now with the first two fingers. You can bend your knees up in order to grab the big toes. Now walk your hips back, right, left, that's the grip, right, left, traveling backwards 10, 15 times. Now sit up as straight as you can, chest up. Good, Jennifer, relax the shoulders, pull your big toes back as hard as possible, flexing both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning, and take a deep breath, chest up, stomach, and begin pushing your knees down. Try more at the ankles, shin yi, less at the knees, more ankles bending back. Don't worry about straightening the legs. Yes, pull the toes. Sometimes you have to pull the toes almost like you feel like you're going to pull the toes off the foot, but that will actually move the foot. Good, Amy F. Once both legs are locked, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Good with the feet, Erica. Keep pulling on the big toes, turning pinky toes back. Hold it. Change again. Come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over your head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation. Double jerk head to the knee. Second set, head to knee with stretching pose, sit facing the mirror, right leg out. Just try to follow word by word. Move your body parts in the direction. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right, grab the foot. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. Go ahead, forehead to the knee. You can work on that shin knee too at the ankle on the one-legged here on head to knee pose. Pull your toes back, flex the foot. Tuck your chin, push the knee down. Now hold steady. Don't move anything other than the breathing. Change again, come up. It can be so deeply relaxing. Left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left, grab the left foot. These floor postures, especially this one right here, you're sitting, just getting a little forward bend, and yes, some stretching. It's not all easy, but you can have a deep sense of stillness because you can fix the things, you can adjust the things, and then just be here. Change again, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Looks amazing. Lie down. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath in and sit up again. Grab your big toes, each other. Walk your hips right, left, traveling backwards. Right, left, right, left. So in the reflection of the mirror, you can see the soles of the feet, and you try to flatten them. So you pull the big toes, turn all 10 toes back, and especially the pinky toe edge of the foot, turn it back. Chest up, take a deep breath. Slowly push the knees down without compromising the feet. I want the feet perpendicular to the floor or beyond it. You can pull the toes until you feel stretch all over underneath the legs. Then once legs are locked, stretch forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Chest, breastbone slides forward. The elbows can come forward. That's it, Amy F. Wrists will straighten, elbows forward. Now hold still on the inhales, and on the exhale, spine lengthens. Just like hands to feet pose, hold still on the inhale. Exhale, slide forward, elbows forward. You can bring the head halfway down, Amy F. So the neck straightens. Pull the big toes towards your head. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Did you see that out of the corner of your eye? Yeah. I wasn't wishing that you were looking at her, but that was amazing, Amy. Do you feel that same spot on your back as camel pose? Or is it a different feeling? Okay. I can watch you next time. What you do want to make sure of when you're coming forward is that you don't sort of let the rounding happen. Okay, so you can, and your knees are a little bit bent, which is fine. You can kind of get your hips out of the way. And I'm keeping my spine as straight as I can. All right, and you're just going to wait till the legs straighten. You don't need to come forward even just yet. You can just sit up and let the legs straighten. Okay, and let me know how that feels, and we can work from there. Okay, feet together, flex arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, double jerk head to the knees. All right, half spine twisting pose. Face the left side of the room, please. And here, bend your left knee in front of you on the floor. Put the right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, left toes point back. Take a deep breath, left arm up. Try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand over, palm down. Grab your left knee with the left hand. Then the right arm can go around behind you on your back, palm facing out. Inhale, sit up tall, chest up. Turn your head to the right, look past the right shoulder. That's right, Matt. Right shoulder and upper arm can gently press towards the back wall. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twisting. Very nice twist, Riku. That's good. You can bring your right hand around all the way until it meets the left thigh and then push the fingers down on the thigh. Now you can lean a little bit forward, Chelsea, until you can get your hand off the floor. There you go. Just lean forward more. Lean towards the lobby. Keep leaning forward. There you go. Chest up. That's perfect for now. All right. Change again. Once you do enough of that leaning forward, you'll be able to get your hand off the floor. Okay. Bend your right knee in front of you. Then put the left foot flat on the floor. Good setup, Jess. Looks very good. Inhale. Right arm up. Try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over the left knee. Push the knee back. All right. Turn your hand over. Palm down. Grab the right knee with the right hand. So initially, you can push the left hand into the floor for two reasons. One, to lean enough forward, and number two, to get the chest lifted. Once you can balance here with two hips on the floor, spine's pretty straight, you can put your left hand on your back, palm facing out, reach around towards your right thigh. Inhale, chest up, left shoulder down, left upper arm presses towards the mirror to twist your total spine. Look one more to the left. Good, untwist the spine. Undo the arms and relax on your back. Any questions on anything? Feet together, flex arms over your head. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes strong. Exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. All right, now if you've got your mask, if you can put it on for the breathing exercise, we're going to do forceful exhalation by the mouth. So you can sit up nice and straight. Put your hands on your thighs, elbows locked. Throughout the breathing exercise, you want to keep the spine lifted and straight and have maximum movement at the abdomen. So you're going to suck it in to exhale and then relax it. Immediately following, that inhale will happen automatically. So chest up, shoulders down, focus one point in front of you. Begin, please. Exhale, 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 exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Belly goes in. 5, 6, 7, 8. Lock your elbows, triceps contracted. Keep going. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The arms not only help keep the spine straight, but they'll stabilize the ribs a little bit too. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 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 exhale. Belly goes in. A little bit stronger. 2, 3, 4. Last 5, 4. 3, 2, 1. Take one deep breath in. Exhale, breathing. Elbows locked, shoulders down. Begin. Almost there. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nice job. Very good. Practice, everyone. Turn around, please. Relax on your back. For Savasana. You can separate your feet a little bit and your hands a little wider. Let everything settle. Sometimes it's a way to practice Savasana. You can imagine below you, all right, you've got a mat, there's some carpet, there's some, you know, slab underneath, and there's soil underneath, and it goes down pretty far, okay? And you can imagine, well, I like to imagine the whole planet, and I'm just kind of stuck to it. gravity is sort of sucking me to it, but it's also the body is supported by everything underneath. And, you know, different imagery can help. There's no single thing, but you are being held up in a sense. And so with that image, you can let things settle maybe a little more, relaxing the hands, relaxing the feet, arms and legs. Even the face, jaw, forehead, if you want to move around your tongue and jaw for a second and then relax them. That's nice to move the face in different ways. Great class, Summer. Very nice. Good to see you. See you next week, dear, okay? Bye. Great class, everyone. Let me know if you have any questions. I'll see you tomorrow.